Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 8th. Currently with light snow, it's 27 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 18 with gusts to 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12. The dew point is 22 degrees and the current wind chill is 14 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Canine Zero strikes again. After sniffing out 20 pounds of meth 2 months ago, he's done it again, only bigger. J.P. Bizette has more.
Working with the Meade County Sheriff's Office and Kansas Highway Patrol, Zero helped seize a staggering 170 pounds of meth. Zero's been with the Meade County Sheriff's Office since January of 2023. He's a crime-fighting machine and helps in tracking people, finding drugs, and catching runners. This time it was a true team effort, showing how vital teamwork is in law enforcement.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced this week that his office has filed a lawsuit against TikTok, claiming the app deceived parents by saying it was safe and age-appropriate. In reality, the Attorney General said the app has promoted filth, profanity, sexual content, and alcohol and drugs to Kansas kids. The lawsuit also claims that TikTok's features negatively affect children's mental health. According to the news release, the Office of the Kansas Attorney General is alleging several violations of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard-working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced two Northwest Kansas projects totaling $75 million have been added to the Kansas Department of Transportation's Ike Development Pipeline. The governor, along with Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed, announced a total of 17 projects totaling $932 million from across the state are now included in the pipeline. In Northwest Kansas, the projects include the K-23 Modernization Project to reconstruct and add shoulders from I-70 north to County Road 406 in Sheridan and Gove counties for $40 million, and K-27, a modernization project to reconstruct and add shoulders from 2.4 miles north of East U.S. 40 Junction, north of Zigzag Road in Wallace County, for $35 million. Kevin Schuldlander, a commissioner for the city of Hoxie, was among those joining Governor Kelly and others for the announcement, as representatives from Sheridan and Gove counties in the city of Hoxie have proactively advocated for the K-23 project, as the road serves as the main transportation artery between Hoxie and I-70. The move into the development pipeline now clears the way for preliminary engineering work to begin on these projects, which are located in every region of the state. For more information and a list of all the Ike Development Pipeline projects on modernization and expansion, you can visit ike.ksdot.gov. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced his office has filed a lawsuit in Shawnee County District Court against social media company TikTok for misrepresenting its age appropriateness in app stores. The lawsuit alleges that TikTok knew its app was not safe for kids when it released the app in 2017. And additionally, the lawsuit claims the company misleads parents by marketing its app as age appropriate for children 12 and older. According to the petition, TikTok offers restricted mode and family pairing tools to keep children safe, but the tools are ineffective. The suit also alleges that TikTok negatively impacts the mental health of Kansas youth. The Office of the Kansas Attorney General is alleging multiple violations of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. Specifically, the state seeks civil penalties of $10,000 per violation and enhanced civil penalties of $20,000 for deceptive and unconscionable acts against protected consumers. You can read the petition at ag.ks.gov. In a press release, the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department issued a warning to residents and travelers regarding a recent scam attempt in the area. On March 5th, authorities received reports of an individual driving a white GMC Acadia with New York plates who was flagging down motorists on U-24 at mile marker 99 in Sheridan County. The individual was attempting to trade what appeared to be high-value jewelry for gas money, and after receiving reports from concerned citizens in Graham County and Sheridan County, Sheridan County deputies and Graham County deputies located the vehicle at Studley Tire in Studley, Kansas. Upon investigation, it was determined that the individuals were involved in a scheme to deceive victims into purchasing fake gold jewelry at inflated prices. However, despite law enforcement intervention, no victim of a crime was identified and the individuals were released. It's believed that they had sufficient funds to purchase fuel and the jewelry found in their possession appeared to be fake. Residents and travelers are urged to be vigilant and report any similar activity to local law enforcement immediately and do not engage with individuals attempting to sell jewelry in exchange for cash, especially if the jewelry is reported to be of high value. Law enforcement in Sheridan County is reminding everyone of the importance of reporting stranded motorists. If you encounter a stranded motorist trying to flag down other drivers, it's the best practice to report the situation to local law enforcement immediately, as law enforcement officers are trained to handle these situations safely and effectively. In cases where individuals may be attempting to deceive or scam others, as seen in a recent incident involving individuals offering jewelry in exchange for cash, it's crucial to let law enforcement handle the situation. By reporting these incidents promptly, you can help prevent potential scams and ensure the safety of all motorists on the road, so cooperation and vigilance is greatly appreciated. The Kansas Department of Transportation urges motorists to plan ahead and secure a sober driver before traveling during St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said that with St. Patrick's Day being on a Sunday, weekend festivities may likely include alcohol. So advanced planning to make sure nobody gets behind the wheel after drinking will avoid DUIs and help save families from losing a loved one, both of which are completely preventable. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, St. Patrick's Day is one of the deadliest days on the nation's roads. So the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign reminds drivers that a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 or higher is not only illegal, but it puts all motorists and pedestrians at serious risk. Preliminary 2023 data from the Kansas Department of Transportation shows that 58 people were killed and another 1,057 people were injured in crashes across the state that involved alcohol. The Drive to Zero Coalition and the Kansas Department of Transportation shared some sobering driving tips that include to designate a sober driver in advance, someone who will not drink at all, call a sober friend or relative to drive, use a ride-share program, and take an impaired driver's keys if they insist on driving. For more information about the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit ksdot.gov. In Nebraska news, a York man faces multiple charges after York police tracked stolen items to his home. Cody Brulette, who's 30, is charged in York County Court with possession of two or more financial transaction devices, theft by receiving stolen property, tampering with physical evidence, false reporting, and two counts of possession of methamphetamine. According to the arrest affidavit, on February 23rd, York police were called to the York University campus after receiving multiple reports of cars being broken into, with items stolen out of them, and the affidavit said these items included cash, Apple AirPods, gift cards, keys, and sunglasses. A York Police Department officer said the owner of the stolen AirPods was able to track them to a residence in the 500 block of West 7th Street in York, and the officer contacted Brulette at the residence and during a consent search found the stolen pair of sunglasses in his possession. The affidavit said a search warrant was later obtained to search the residence, and the search located the reported stolen items, methamphetamine, and stolen credit and debit cards inside the residence. Brulette was then arrested and transported to the York County Jail, and the officer said that while being transported, a glass pipe containing methamphetamine fell on the floor of his police vehicle, and Brulette crushed the pipe on the floor. On Wednesday, a judge set Brulette's bond at $50,000, and 10% of that would need to be posted for him to be released from jail. His next court hearing is set for 9 a.m. on March 13th. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin on Monday, March 11th on U.S. 183. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. The state maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 10 to Reference Post 21, Alma to U.S. 183 in the N4 junction, and the work is anticipated to take 15 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe will be held on Monday, March 18th. In this month's presentation, Snakes in Jars, Using Museum Specimens to Discover New Species and Test Evolution, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The event begins at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill on Vine Street. Dr. Jackson Roberts, Zoology Collections Manager for Sternberg Museum of Natural History, will discuss how scientists use the research collections of the Sternberg Museum and other museums to investigate a diversity of questions, including those related to conservation, evolution, and even species discovery. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Rodler at 785-628-4743, or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, March 6th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Dale Jacobson, and Councilmember Gerald Jones, who was present by phone, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the February 21st, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 10 building permits presented for approval. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported that since the installation of cameras at the city dumpsters, they've observed two individuals wrongfully putting refuse in the dumpsters, and he wondered how the council would like to proceed. After discussion, it was decided to have the city administrator contact the individuals to give them a warning, and if it continues after the warning, the council will then determine the next level of action. With that, a reminder was then given that the city dumpsters are only for those city residents with city refuse services. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee had a follow-up meeting on the traffic concerns on Eisenhower Drive, and he said the committee has requested Jay and James meet with School Superintendent Corey Roy regarding the parking and loading zone issues. After they have met, it can go back to committee for them to consider the options that they can come up with, and James and Jay will also attend the school board meeting to address any questions and/or concerns they may have on the situation. The committee did reach a consensus on the widening of Eisenhower Drive, which they are looking at taking place in 2025. In doing so, Gerald would also like to refer the project to the Finance and Public Works Committee so it can be discussed with those committees as well before officially moving forward at the council level. Jason Jones reported that the Personnel Committee met and discussed adding a written description of the chain of command to the chain of command diagram in the employee handbook. He said the city attorney is working on a draft, which the committee will review at their meeting on March 28th. Also discussed was moving the position of Maintenance 1 from Range 5 to Range 6 on the pay scale. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 3-2024, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules, and the motion carried. Jim Miller scheduled a tree board meeting committee meeting at 4 p.m. on April 1st, and a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 5 as a whole, and the motion carried. The council then adjourned at 5:59 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cheesy whole grain pasta, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, chilled yogurt, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly before 2 p.m., and it should be cloudy with a high near 34 and breezy, with a north wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, with a total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch. Tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 21 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. On Saturday night, it should be clear with a low around 26. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. And on Sunday night, clear with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 72. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 66. And on Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 58 and breezy. Currently, with light snow, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 18 with gusts to 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12, the dew point is 22 degrees, and the current wind chill is 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Today is semifinal Friday at the Kansas High School State Tournaments across seven sites. Here are the girls' semifinals. 6A has Shawnee Mission South taking on Blue Valley North and Washburn Rural taking on Derby. 5A has Andover taking on Seaman and Maisie South taking on Emporia. 4A has Wellington taking on McPherson and Fort Scott taking on Bishop Meige. 3A has Silver Lake taking on Hayden and two-time defending champs Goodland taking on Heston. 2A has Valley Heights taking on Riverside in an 8-5 and St. Mary's Colgan against The Independent. 1A D1 has Little River taking on Centraria and South Gray taking on Frankfort. 1A D2 pits Northern Valley versus defending champ Hanover and Lebo is taking on Wallace County. In college hoops, number 14 KU takes on number 1 Houston tomorrow at 3 p.m. on ESPN to wrap up the season, and K-State wraps up the season at home tomorrow at 1 against number 6 Iowa State. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a winter weather advisory continues for extreme northwestern parts of the state following a mix of light snow and freezing drizzle. Further north, North Platte, Nebraska, racking up 15.3 inches of snow there. It's where quite a system moved through. Here at home, light rain lingers into the afternoon, potentially a mix of rain and snow across parts of western into north-central Kansas. Colder air spills in throughout the day, and temperatures will be falling across a large part of Kansas with a gusty north wind. We will be cool and dry on Saturday with a warming trend Sunday and into Monday of next week. Again, in northwestern Kansas, a wintry mix of rain and snow this morning. Temperatures likely around 30. North-central Kansas, a wintry mix today with a high in the upper 30s. And in northeastern Kansas, cloudy with areas of rain or high in the mid-40s. In southwestern Kansas, a wintry mix this morning. Today's high likely in the upper 30s. South-central Kansas, areas of rain, falling temperatures this afternoon with highs in the upper 40s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that look at the weather. Traders were waiting for cash cattle to trade and found strength on Thursday from higher northern live and dress sales. This should be held Friday with southern sales yet to unfold. April hogs could continue to struggle while later contracts held positive in the territory. As far as the grains are concerned, corn futures are lower this morning ahead of Friday's USDA supply and demand report, which will be released at 11 a.m. CST. Thursday saw significant buying ahead of the report, which many traders assume to be short covering by the large speculator. For soybeans, they are higher this morning as the market awaits the USDA supply and demand reports. This focus will be on the South American production estimates, where the USDA has recently been providing forecasts that are well above the Brazilian government's estimates. Wheat futures are higher this morning as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.